Welcome everyone to the Nuts and Bolts of Public Information, Debtors Anonymous Fellowship-wide call presented on January 27, 2019 by the World Service Conference Public Information Committee. My name is Susan G. from Seattle, and I am the moderator for this call. Our first speaker, Chris from Florida, will address the topic, What is public information? Barb from Indiana will say 5 minutes when you have 5 minutes left and 1 minute when you have 1 minute left. Chris, we're so happy to have you here to speak.
Thank you. Thank you so much for all your service. My name is Chris, and I am a recovering debtor and overspender. And I'm so happy to be here, and I'm happy to become part of learning how to give service fellowship-wide. And one of the primary things for my learning is the traditions. I always kind of avoided them before as a newcomer, and now I realize how important they are. Tradition 5, which we just read, says that each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the debtor who still suffers. And Tradition 11 states, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity and are at the level of press, radio, and films. And nowadays, that also includes the internet and all kinds of social media. And when we talk about maintaining our personal anonymity, that means both our identity and our membership in DA. A lot of times I want to, you know, scream from the mountains that I'm in DA because I think it's so wonderful. But it's really important in a public venue to keep my anonymity, because I want anybody else who thinks DA might be helpful to them to know how protected that is. Okay, so these guidelines are asking us to carry our message to the debtor who still suffers. Working through the principle of attraction, not promotion, we carry that message to the public in an informative, accurate, and non-sensational way. A lot of times, and this came up recently in my home meeting, the question was asked, what's the difference? What is the difference between attraction versus promotion? The difference actually is somewhat subtle, and it may be seen as a matter of degree. We offer information about the fellowship, what it offers, how it works. We invite people to see what they could gain, if anything, by attending our meetings and joining our fellowship. We only share our experience, strength, and hope. Public outreach is necessary if we intend DA's message of hope to reach as many debtors as possible. If they can't find us or have never heard of us, they're not going to come to DA. My personal experience has been I was going through a lot of depression, close to hitting bottom in this program, and was seeking professional counseling. And later, once I found DA on my own, I went back to that counselor and explained it, and she had never heard of DA, never. And it's just so sad to me that I may have gotten sober much more quickly, and I can't even imagine the other people that are out there seeking help, and their professionals are not aware of Debtors Anonymous. I wanted to say real quick what the purpose of our World Service Conference PI Committee is. Our primary purpose is we work to carry the message of DA to the still suffering debtor by interacting with the media, helping professionals, the general public, and the DA fellowship at large, in person, on the telephone, and through written information. All of the policy that we need is outlined in the DA Public Information Handbook. And that handbook is available to everybody on the DA website. If you go to the bottom of the homepage where there's columns, there's like three or four columns of links, you would go to the, I believe it's the second column, and it's called, it's under meeting information, and under that column, you'll see public information. So click on that link, and you're going to get all kinds of wonderful guidance and policy on how to spread the word of VA. The first item you'll find in the PI Starter Kit, which includes some simple, straightforward ideas on how each of us can spread the word of DA. For example, you might leave a piece of DA literature on a bus or on the train, at a supermarket, a library, or a place of worship. You might want to put a flyer on a bulletin board at work, at school, a community center, etc. In both cases, you're going to make sure that you ask for permission. You know, nowadays we can't just post anything we want. So get permission, and 9 times out of 10, they'll allow that. And there's actual sample flyers and advertisement in that kit that you can print out and take to your local grocery store and ask them if they can post it. You can listen with compassion to somebody who's confided with you their suffering about compulsive debting. Share your own experience, strength, and hope, and invite them to a DA meeting. There's also a flyer in the kit called Information for Helping Professionals. It's a pamphlet, and you can either give it to a professional or request an appointment with your pastor, your priest, therapist, bankruptcy counselor, a judge, or a banker, any professional out there that you know is most likely working with debtors. Let everybody in your DA meeting know about our one member, one action day. Okay, thank you. On April 15th of every year, we celebrate a one member, one action day. And that's a day that we ask everybody in the program to take at least one action to spread the word of Debtors Anonymous. So also in your meetings, share the actions in that starter kit. And really, basically, it's that importance of knowing that my sobriety and my recovery gets stronger every time I can spread the word to somebody else. So I believe I've explained to you what PI is and where you can get more information about it. And the speakers following me will be sharing with you some wonderful ways, some specific ways they've made this happen. And so take advantage of these ideas to help you strengthen your own recovery. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris, for sharing with us. Please hold your questions until the end. Our next speaker is me, Susan, from the state of Washington. And I'll address the topic, bringing DA literature and posters to churches, meeting places, and payday loan locations. Chris will say 5 minutes when I have 5 minutes left, and 1 minute when I have 1 minute left. The first thing I'm going to mention is something that happened yesterday. Two places that I saw that Debtors Anonymous was mentioned in the press. One was in a column that was in a newspaper in Dear Abby, and the person was having trouble with finances, and she recommended that they seek Debtors Anonymous. The second instance was while I was reading the AARP magazine, and in that, the person, they had different suggestions for many different problems people were having. And they said, if you're having any problem with debting, contact Debtors Anonymous. So I was very happy to hear that in national publications, people of merit are starting to give our fellowship as a way of dealing with problems with debt. Now I'm going to tell you about my own experiences. The first outreach that I tried was contacting the local NPR radio station. I talked to a woman there who requested I send her some DA literature, which she said she would put around their office for the people who work there. I was trying to find out about public service announcements, but She wanted the literature anyway and thought it might help people in her own office. The second place I went was to the office at the church of my home group and asked if I could put up a poster from DA. She said yes. I put up one of the posters from the Do You Think You Might Be a Compulsive Debtor on their bulletin board with the day and time of our meeting and wrote in the address of our local DA website. The national DA website is already printed on the poster. I also put some literature on a hanger that they have for outside literature. My third event was going with a fellow DA-er who speaks fluent Spanish. We went to a payday loan location. We stood on the public sidewalk outside and near the parking lot. When someone came out, we didn't want to talk to anybody when they were going in. When someone came out, we said, if you have a moment, this pamphlet tells you about a free group that helped me get out of $25,000 in debt. It's based on the 12 steps like Alcoholics Anonymous and Drug Users Anonymous. Would you like the information? Most people took it. I had made up address stickers with the address of our local website where they could find a list of meetings, etc. My friend spoke to a gentleman in Spanish and gave him the Spanish version of the Debtors Anonymous pamphlet. In about 20 minutes, we spoke to five people who took literature. The weather was cold and drizzly, so we couldn't stay long. I was encouraged and planned to go to other locations and continue this action. All of these actions are short and sweet. Thank you for allowing me to share. Our third speaker, Ellen from New York, will address the topic, starting a beginner's meeting. Ellen, thank you for agreeing to speak today. Chris will say 5 minutes when you have 5 minutes left, and 1 minute when you have 1 minute left. We are looking forward to hearing your experience, strength, and hope.
Thank you, Susan. It was great to hear you and to hear Chris. Yeah, hi. My name is Ellen, and I'm a debtor. I'm a debtor from New York City. And I have a cold, and I'm hoping I won't sneeze. So if I do, I apologize in advance. Anyway, I would like to thank the committee for asking me to speak today. I thank all those who are doing service today by calling into our fellowship-wide call. And thanks to the committee members who have worked for months doing the, quote-unquote, nuts and bolts preparing for this virtual meeting. And lastly, I'd like to thank my fellow committee members who are making this call happen in the moment, behind the scenes, and those partaking in readings. My topic is starting a beginner's meeting. And I want to just say that underscore the fact that I'll be sharing, you know, my own experience, strength, and hope, and there's other people out there that I know who have started beginners meetings that have experienced strength and hope as well. So before I begin, I would like to invite anyone listening to the call to call into our beginners meeting, which actually needs to be prearranged. The email address for the meeting is thewitworkshop@gmail.com. That's thewitworkshop@gmail.com. It may be found on both the Debtors Anonymous website, on the Debtors Anonymous website under face-to-face meetings, or the danyc.org website in New York. We are attempting to make it hybrid, and I'd just like to say thank you to Sue B. from Florida, who researched a speaker for us to use and donated that speaker to the group. So again, anyone who would like to call in to our, it's an open beginner's meeting. And the open beginner's meeting's name is Solvency Today and Every Day. And the acronym is STAED, STAED, which is pronounced STAYED. And it had its first meeting on July 1st, 2015. The meeting had a different name on that day and was in a different location than today. The first meeting may have been on July 1st, 2015, but there were many months of preparation for that July 1st meeting. So first, why start a beginner's meeting, an open beginner's meeting, in New York City in the first place? It's an open meeting because it's for people who are curious about DA and the helping professionals and non-debtors. And it is on the DA NYC website as an open beginner's meeting. That's how it's listed, which means that it may attract individuals who are coming to DA or even 12-step recovery for the first time. This, to me, was a grave responsibility coming from New York AA, because we often talk about our first meeting in AA after many years of being sober, and how that first meeting opened the door to a life beyond our wildest dreams and catapulted us into the fourth dimension. I very much wanted to imitate that very first 12-step meeting I went to, where I was welcomed and where I felt safe. I have not always felt welcome, nor do I feel safe at times in New York City DA meetings for various reasons. In 2012 and 2013, I started to identify with the feedback I was getting from 12-step as I knew DA for the first time. And they were hearing all different kinds of messages. I'll just sum it up like that. You know, credit card use, identification, they were confused. So I was complaining to my sponsor about how I felt I was, how these newcomers were coming to me saying, like, what's this about? Like, you know, I thought it's DA, but they're talking about this subject or that subject. So at any rate, I wanted to give back what I felt had been so freely given to me in my 12-step recovery. And in 2015, I had already been at GSR getting ready for my third conference, and I had been sober already 28 years in AA and other programs. Choice, I had studied the steps, traditions, and concepts with various sponsors and various programs. I felt like I was ready to make a contribution, like a real commitment to DA. So during 2014 to 2015, I had gotten sick, and I was discussing with one of my friends from AA about space, because that's one thing in New York that's a premium, is space. And you know, I had been discussing why, and I think that that's an important, it was an important reason for me, maybe for others, you know, whatever your situation, but for me, it was very important to understand why I wanted to start a beginner's meeting. So at any rate, he suggested a place, and I called, and I wound up in that same week, the first week in January 2015, meeting with the administrator of the church. And the church offered me something very interesting, which I never would have expected. They said that we could have, I could have, or, you know, DA could have, five DA meetings a week if I started an AA meeting in the facility, and that they would also give us 6 months DA, recognizing that it was a solo fellowship, 6 months to get on our feet, and we would not have to be responsible for any exact rent. We could give what we could afford and felt fair each month. So at any rate, I did do that. I started, that's when I started working with other DA members and other people from my first fellowship. And we would meet once a week, and I decided, I wanted to write a script myself, because I was always so used to asking other people to do things, like I would doubt myself. So I wrote a script, and people would come once a week, and they would listen to the script. I modeled it after the 7 a.m. Just for This Day literature meeting. It's 7 a.m. telephone literature meeting. And I actually spent maybe 6 to 8 hours because I was recuperating from this illness and what had happened. And I spent 6 to 8 hours each day on the weekend dissecting scripts, reading more literature, seeing how at that time we didn't have the step book, and it was a really, really beautiful thing because in 2016, I think, I'm trying to remember, 2015, the step book, I brought the step back book back from the general service, and so at any rate, we at that time though, in the beginning of 2015, we read the tools and the kind of what would be absorbed and did a format, and then on July 1st was the first meeting, and it was really interesting because I thought the experience was going to be like what John H. had, which was that people were going to be coming from 12-step that were doing the steps and were maybe sober or abstinent, you know, 8, 10, 12 years, and people would read the literature and just be happy. And that's how I kind of had my vision. And what happened was something entirely different. And I think that that's been my experience, that primarily the people that coming to the meeting are either, like I said initially, you know, it's an open meeting, but also people are coming and it's their first 12-step meeting ever, or it's they've been in another program, but they haven't done the steps. And this was the phenomena that I was facing, and sorry for the sirens, and that's outside. That was the phenomena that I did not expect.
And 5 minutes.
Thank you so much, Chris. And you know, I look back on it, and I remember, you know, I've kind of gone totally with my notes. I guess that's okay. But, you know, I kind of remember sitting there in this room with this, that we had it was a really very conducive, it was a very comfortable room, and it was a library, very comfortable. And I remember sitting, and there were about 10, 12 people in the room, but there were a few people that now they had come back, and this was like their second or third meeting. And I remember looking at them, and all of a sudden I realized, because I had the feedback, like we would change the script at we only make script changes at business meetings, and these people that were coming from July, though in the beginning it was small group, then it started to grow a little more, and it was really, so anyway, these like 8 to 10 people, like I just said, a couple of them were just, two, three of them had been there for their second or third meeting, and I remember looking in the faces and realizing that they were detoxing, like whatever it was. For me, I had come to DA when I was 15 years sober. For them, they were coming their first time, and they had other substances involved. And I remember looking in their eyes and just seeing that they totally were what we call in AA, mocus. You know, they were totally terrified, and they had all the characteristics that like as if I was sitting which I was sitting in a beginner's meeting, but like what I like they were actually withdrawing from a substance. Like that's how I felt. And granted they did have multiple things going on, but at any rate, so what I did from that point on was that that was Wednesday when the meeting met. On Thursday we would meet at Signature Theater, which is right around the corner from me, and we would have what I call the step study. And then I started realizing that the reading, it was little reading that actually could be done, even though it was a literature-based meeting. I started to break down the literature so that where they were reading maybe a quarter of a pamphlet or a half a pamphlet, because I realized that the retention was not going, like it was too much information. So in the business meetings, we would change things around a little bit. And this was the beauty for me of the starting a beginner's meeting, because it actually became a beginner's meeting where the beginners ran the meeting. And after a while, I started to develop solvency rules that worked around the beginners, solvency rules that worked for beginners, like two people who were counting days would chair a meeting together. And and five people in a row got solvent from attending. And I really do believe it's the script. We read the 12 signs of compulsive thinking. There's a lot of reading that's done during this. But at any rate, so that whole, like, we would go to Signature Theater, and then we would go to an open AA meeting. And then on Friday, we would go to an open AA meeting where we have the meeting now, which is at St. Mary's Midtown. And then on Saturday, we would meet in the afternoon, do step study. And then on Sunday, we would go downtown to a visions meeting and then out to lunch.
And 1 minute?
Thank you. This more or less went on for about a year and a half. And, you know, there's a lot I can say about this. You know, it's a really beautiful experience to watch people develop and get solvent. And, of course, you know, it's all a day at a time. And I think I better just finish and say thank you very much for listening.
Thank you, Ellen, for sharing with us. That was a tremendous amount of great information. Our fourth speaker is Jerry from Colorado. She will relate how she is actually today setting up a booth at a conference from psychotherapists. Chris will say 5 minutes when you have 5 minutes left, and 1 minute when you have 1 minute left. Thank you, Jerry.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thanks. I'm a recovering debtor, and I live in Colorado. Grateful for the service opportunity. Let's see. Since this is about nuts and bolts, we want to get down to what does it take to take an idea from inception to completion. And I've been inviting God into this whole process because about 3 years ago, my husband switched careers and became a drug and alcohol counselor. I attended this annual symposium with him, and there were a lot of treatment centers, and I just took it as an opportunity to get out of Denver and go to a nice hotel. The second year I was walking around, my participation in DA had increased, and at the registration desk, I asked them, I said, do you know about Debtors Anonymous? Can you let people that are coming know that Debtors Anonymous exists? Well, they didn't. The people that I spoke to at registration did not know about Debtors Anonymous, so of course they could not let other people know that we exist, nor was it the correct venue to do that. Their job was to get people registered. Last year, I spoke with Gamblers Anonymous and saw that they had a table and found out that many people in Gamblers Anonymous didn't know about Debtors Anonymous. I say this to talk about, at first I think it was the slight flicker or a seed that got planted, like, is it possible to get a booth here? The next thing that I needed to do was to find out who's in charge of assigning booths, what's the cost of it. I reached out via email to the person in charge, and when I priced out the booth, the fee came back that it was $1,200. Fortunately, because I had been here, I knew that many of the booths that are set up in the lobby are treatment centers that were operating with a larger amount of resources than what Debtors Anonymous had available to spend. I prayed about it instead of sending back an email saying that's outrageous and no way would we do business down there. And I thought, I need to clarify for this person, we are not a money-making organization like a treatment center. I then responded and said, we're 12-step, we're a spiritual solution to people that have a malady around money or under-earning. And she responded then that the price available would drop to $950. I still tried to negotiate. That included four tickets for people to attend the symposium. So one more time I replied and said, is there a baseline price if we decline those tickets? We do not need the tickets. We're just trying to get the word out that there's a spiritual solution to debting. $950 was the rock bottom price. The next step was I'm on the public information committee, so the correct venue was to get the buy-in from the group that this was an event that we wanted to stand behind and agree to support. We took a group vote, and the vote was unanimous. Then the next step was to come up with a spending plan. DA is about numbers, and I felt it was my responsibility to qualify how many people did we hope to reach out to. And I had been advised that 1,500 therapists attend, and thinking beyond that, I also felt that if the treatment centers learned about this, they could perhaps someday implement Debtors Anonymous in their venue. So,
5 minutes.
Thank you. I then worked my numbers of what the expense of the booth was, forwarded it to a more experienced member who came up with what the cost would be for the business cards and for the flyers that are going to be handed out. There was also shipping and postage involved, and with her expertise, a spending plan was drafted, given to the liaison. There's a general service board liaison that supports our public information group. That person then took the proposal and the spending plan forward to the general service board. And the reply came back that it had been approved. That was very humbling to realize that that's some responsibility. I can't just say, okay, everything's great now and it's going to work itself. The next part was getting the items shipped to me that are on display now and the DA banner, and coordinating members to come sit at the table, answer questions, and let people know in about 30 seconds, if they stop by to talk, what DA is about. We literally, another member and I, set the table up yesterday. All the supplies we needed were provided to us through the mail. Already this morning, we've sat at the table, and there's two members that are greeting people now. I think the biggest thing that comes to me is that any time someone has an interest, I want to be able to tell them about the DA experience. So far, the people that we seem to be touching are the booths around us that are marketing their goods or their treatment plan or whatever venue of service they're offering people. Knowing that some of those people perhaps might need Debtors Anonymous and letting them know what we do, or they may know of somebody that needs the solution. I think the most exciting part about this is I know in another 12-step program, there's a saying that members might be the big book other people see. Some people don't get to meetings, but they see a change in people's behavior, and that causes them to ask questions. If I can drive anything home, I think the thing that's been evident to me is that at first I thought of all the reasons we couldn't do this. Then I started thinking, well, if it's God's will and if the GSB and if all the factors line up, then it will come about. And I don't want to sound like a pipe dream, but at first it was rather foggy, like when you're traveling and you can only see the front of the car. But as time went on, it's like, okay, do the next thing. Respond to the email. Do the next thing. Reach out for help with the spending plan. Do the next thing. Talk to somebody from the GSB board about available funds. And just do the next thing. And if it's meant to be, it will happen.
1 minute.
Thank you. So today is day one, and I am armed with many, many business cards. I would just close by saying DA has changed my life. I didn't even know I was a debtor. I thought the way I handled money was sane. And first somebody has to realize that they have a problem before they want a solution. I will draw on what was said earlier. It's attraction, not promotion. Being kind to people. Asking people how they're doing when the work stoppage was going on. Just being aware that some people have a need and don't even know there's a spiritual solution. And for that, I'm responsible. And I'm very grateful that the General Service Board entrusted that amount of investment into getting the message out. And I and the other people from Colorado intend to do our best to show up and serve. And I thank you for letting me share my experience. Pass.
Thanks, Jerry. That was very inspiring and wonderful news. And we certainly wish you good luck at the DA booth this week.
Thank you.
Our last speaker is Bob from Indiana and the chairperson of the WSC Public Information Committee. Bob will describe coordinating placing DA literature into conference packets for employee assistance professionals. Chris will say when you have 5 minutes left and 1 minute when you have 1 minute left. Thank you, Barb.
Hi, my name's Barb F. I'm a compulsive debtor. I'm from Indiana. Chris, I'd like to perhaps ask for 10 minutes. I've been looking at my stuff, and I think I might have 10 minutes worth of talking.
Okay. You're good. Thanks.
One of the hardest parts of doing a national event, is actually finding the group that you want to target. We have in the past done the National Conference of Bankruptcy Judges. That was 2016. 2017 was the American Association for Marriage and Family Therapists. 2018 was the project that I'm going to describe, the Employee Assistance Professionals Association. And now in 2019, as Jerry just described, we're doing the Association of Psychotherapists. So we've been hitting one national event each year of the Public Information Committee. We're very proud of that, and we hope to continue But as I said, one of the hardest parts is finding the group that you want to target. There are suggestions in the PI manual, and most everything that we've done already was a suggestion from the PI manual. So, I tried to get a hold of the American Medical Association because I figured doctors see a lot of people under stress, but unfortunately you have to be a doctor to talk to anyone in the field about conventions that they might have. So we've tried a whole lot of different places, and we are happy with the ones that we've been able to obtain. So back in April of 2018, I was searching for a new group that we could do, and I came across a website for the Employee Assistance Professionals Association. These are people that your employer can refer you to if you are having a stressful event in your life or just problems in general that are impacting your performance at work. So your employer says, here's a counselor that you can go see, and the cost is free for the first 3 sessions. And after that, you may wish to find a counselor on your own. Or I think the EAP professional suggests that. But anyway, so in April, I found the Employee Assistance Professionals. I wrote to the president of the EAP, and I wrote this. Hello, my name is Barb S., and I'm a member of Debtors Anonymous. Debtors Anonymous is... Let me turn the page here. I'm sorry. Is unfortunately one of the best kept secrets of other 12-step recovery programs. We are a 12-step program fashioned along the lines of Alcoholics Anonymous that supports debtors in not debting one day at a time. We are not a credit counseling program. We need to reach out to the still suffering debtor and share our experience, strength, and hope to find the joy, peace, and serenity that comes from not incurring new unsecured debt one day at a time. Our existence is spread only by word of mouth. Does the EAPA have any upcoming events where we could be given the opportunity to share our program information with your participating organization's members? Could we perhaps host a booth or distribute our contact cards at your participating members. I'd appreciate any help or assistance you can give me. She wrote back and said, Hi Barb, I'm happy to say that the folks who I have referred to DA over the years have changed their lives. EAPA is a good place to spread the message. We do have an annual conference, but exhibit space for that may be too costly. This year it's in Minneapolis. Parentheses, just as an aside, our World Service Conference was also in Minneapolis this year, so that was a good coincidence. She referred me to a fellow that could then coordinate providing information to me about the expo that they had in October.
5 minutes.
Thank you. I told him that I put together a spending plan for our possible participation at the expo. The most attractive option from a guaranteed exposure standpoint is bag inserts. The cost to host the booth there was $2,195. Another option was to insert info into the attendees' bags, and the third option was to lay our flyers or cards out on a literature table. The insert the cards cost was $1,000. Put the cards on the table was just $300. So I was being bold, and I said, would there be any way you could consider this option for the $300 fee of the literature table options. I recognize this is a big ask, but as we discussed, DA is not flush with cash. Last October, we were fortunate that the American Association of Marriage and Family Therapists agreed to do the same concession. So, anyway, he went to his powers that be, and he had a discussion with them. I continued to follow up, and I got a note back from him saying, after talking with the powers that be, it has been decided we can offer a 50% discount, which would bring the price down to $500. Please let me know if you want to proceed. So I then wrote back to the I wrote to our committee, got their buy-in, 100% unanimous, and then put together a spending plan using the $500 for the fee to insert the 12 signed 15 questions flyer into their bags that they hand out to every attendee. So anyway, put together the spending plan. I had some flyers at home already. So as I was going to Minneapolis for the World Service Conference, I packed them in my suitcase and flew them up to Minneapolis myself, saving the shipping. But anyway, then one of the committee members from last year's committee delivered those to the address where they needed to be for the stuffing into the packet. So that was nice. I then submitted a motion for funding, and that went to our Tom R., our liaison for the GSB. We ended up getting the funding, which was great. I sent a cashier's check along with the flyers, as I described, through Gedalia, and the event went off very well. As I said, the hard part is finding an appropriate group to present to. The president of the EAPA had mentioned that they have local organizations that would love to have speakers come and talk about different subjects. And she said that you can find a list of chapters at the website http://www.eapassn.org. So if anyone wants to pick up the ball and do a little presentation about Debtors Anonymous, you can contact one of their chapters.
1 minute.
Thank you. There are plenty of opportunities to get the word out about Debtors Anonymous. We do have to be careful about attraction, not promotion. But with a lot of hard work from all my committee members, all the folks that have been helping along the way, last year's committee, this year's committee, the GSB, we were able to produce a very successful insertion of packets, so insertion of flyers in the packet. Please, if you do find a group that would be available for a national project, please coordinate with us, the WSCPI committee, because we know the ins and outs of how to proceed when you find a good group. So, anyway, that said, my email address is BARB, my first name, Barb, then INDY, short for Indianapolis, Indy, then DA, at AOL.com. Or you could also just write to public information at debtorsanonymous.org. So thank you for letting me share. I appreciate you taking the time to listen. And as always, any efforts to spread the word on Debtors Anonymous are always greatly appreciated. Thank you for letting me share.
Thanks, Barb. I think all of our speakers have been incredibly inspiring and filled with great ideas of how we can get the word out to others about the program of Debtors Anonymous. This recording and other fellowship-wide calls can be heard as a podcast on the DA website. 1. Click on Fellowship Services on the left side of the homepage of the DA website. 2. Scroll down to Podcasts. 3. Look up today's date, January 27, 2019, topic Nuts and Bolts of Public Information. We will now open the meeting to three-minute questions or shares. If you have a question, please direct it to the speaker. Jean,